love will be longer than we want to see. Some stop their dreaming, some take to scheming. I know what is wrong from right. I never give up the fight. Cause I'm on my way. Can't stop me. There's a bright.
I am your host with the most, Lady Diva here. Call in now, anyone who wants to call my guest line number, 657-383-0771. Now, Dori Pride is a gifted poetess who spreads seeds of light through her music. She is an accomplished singer, songwriter, musician, and author. Welcome, Dori Pride, to my show this evening.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
All right. Now, where are you calling from, Dori?
Right now, I'm calling from Atlanta. I am a California girl, but I am in Atlanta right now because I came here to care for my mom. And my mom took off her earth suit, as a matter of fact, today. Not today day, but this is the date of her transition. And I celebrate this day. It's a wonderful day because I got a chance to take my mother to the pearly gates and spend quality time with her, which is the reason why I wrote Spirit Talk Soul Walk, but I'm getting ahead of myself, so that's where
Aww.
I am now.
Well, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Thank
my
you.
Condolences to you. Now, tell us all briefly about how your journey began. Starting with you being a poetess, and who was your inspiration and the beginning of your music career?
Okay, that's a wonderful question. My inspiration started from my mother, because my mother was a gifted poetess herself. And music was in my family, and my mother just worshipped Ray Charles.
Okay.
And so from the time I was born till I left the house, that's what I heard. I heard Ray Charles, I heard Motown, I heard Marvin Gaye, I heard some of everything. I heard Dinah Washington, I heard Billie Holiday, I heard Miles Davis. I heard a lot of different music. I heard the Beatles. My palate is very wide, so I like all kinds of music, and it started, as again, with my mom. My mother was a gifted poetess, and she would write, and I got the gift from her. And music, because it was in my family, because I heard it every single day, it was just something that was in me that I had to express myself. So when I was about 12 or 13 years old, I got my first guitar, and I tried to play it. I had a neighbor, Ray Parker Jr., and he was like a big brother, and he taught me how to play three chords. And so from that, I started playing, and I was really loving the ability to be able to play music on the guitar. But I soon gave it up for a while because my hands hurt so much. My fingers hurt. They hurt so much that I just couldn't do it. So I put the guitar down. But I stayed with the words. I stayed with the poetry. I stayed with the music. And it's just something that expressed itself through me. And as time went on, the music was always there, and the poetry was always there. But the music as an artist, that came a little later. I moved to California. I'm originally from Michigan, from Detroit, and I spent my entire adult life in California. So when I got to California, I met a few people that were in the music business. I reconnected with my neighbor, Ray Parker Jr., and he took me around to a lot of different studios. I got a chance to meet some of everybody, and that's when I realized that music, while it was in my family, I had the feeling that maybe this was something that I would love to do. And then one day he said to me, because my profession prior to that, I was a professional model. And he said, you know, you're not going to always be a model. So, and he says, but you're very eloquent with words. So you should really think about writing songs. That's where the money is, in writing songs. And so I thought, well, you know, that's the last thing on my mind, writing songs. But I did write poetry, and I love words. So I said, so how do you do that? He said, oh, you'll figure it out. And I said, what do you mean I'll figure it out? And he said, you'll figure it out. So I just, you know, I started thinking about my mom. So she would write songs. When we were little kids, my mother would write songs, and she would sing these little songs to us that were our signature songs. So I just started going back in my childhood memories, and I thought about what she did, and then I started putting it together, and I said, oh, okay, this happens, and then this happens, and then you have a hook, and then you do this and do that. And so before I knew it, I was writing. And the very first song that I ever recorded came through my co-partner, who is now my husband, Kamal Fatu. He was a friend of Ray Parker, and he said, I would like to work with you. And I said, okay. So he said, let me see some of your work. So I let him see some of my lyrics, and he really liked what I was doing. He said, yeah, this will be really good. Let's see what we can do together. And so we started working together, and Janet Jackson was the first artist to record one of my songs, the very first one.
And what was
the
name
song
of that
was called? The name of the song was called "The Magic Is Working." Janet, that was the song that got her her record deal, and she would sing it on that show. You remember that show? Different Strokes, and Willis and Janet was the girlfriend. She was Charmaine or something like that, and she would sing this song to Willis. That was my song.
Oh, I see you wrote music for Johnny Mathis as well.
Yes, I did, and the Spinners, and I've written for a lot of people.
Okay.
I just God blessed me. He just blessed me to be in that position. To at first, he gave me the gift that I didn't realize that I had. Even though I enjoyed it, I didn't know that it was gonna take off like that. Janet did it, and then LaToya did it, and then Johnny Mathis did it, and then the Spinners recorded some, and a whole bunch of people. Right now, I can't think of them all, but quite a few. And that's when I realized, I said, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing then. You know, God will put things on your spirit, and he'll give you, he'll show you things. It might not be right where you, what you think you should be doing, because, I, like I said, I started off as a professional model, but and I knew that that wasn't something I was going to do forever, but that was a door opened, and I walked through it, and there I was. And then with the music, the door opened, and there I was. But what happened was I realized that this was something that was my calling.
Yes.
I realized that the words that would come out of my soul, out of my heart, would move people, and it would allow them the opportunity to be able to be in touch with whatever was going on in their mind, in their heart. And it, some people would be lifted up. Some people would reflect on things. Some people would feel joyful. You know, it, and to know that words had that kind of power, it made me realize this is something that you don't take lightly. Put your energy and all your heart and light into it and let God lead you. And that's the way that's where I started, and that's where I am now.
Well, Dory Pride, I'd like to tell you this is your night. I never met you or heard you before, but for somehow our spirits have connected for some reason. This is your night.
Yeah.
To let the whole world know. Yes, and not only that, your mother is with you to make this happen tonight.
I feel that so strongly. I feel that so strongly. I have a little tiny story that I want to share with you and with your listening audience. My mother, I never was big on Christmas trees. As a child I was, but living in California all my adult life, you know, it's always warm, hot. And it can be 80 degrees on Christmas. So I wasn't so big on the Christmas tree. Sometimes I would have it up, sometimes I wouldn't. But my mother was faithful to it. That was her holiday. And she loved Christmas. She loved decorating the Christmas tree. She loved the Christmas, the whole thing. So when my mother took off her earth suit, and it was like just a few days before Christmas, it was really hard. It was difficult. But now, you know, some time has passed. And I didn't put up the Christmas tree. And about a year later, I heard my mother's voice inside of me so clearly. And I heard her say, put up my Christmas tree. So you know, I love Christmas. Put up my Christmas tree. So I thought, oh, okay. Because I heard it so clear. It was like somebody was speaking right into my outer ear, but it was coming from the inside. And so I went down into the basement where my mother had a Christmas tree. I had my husband bring it up, and I started decorating the tree. As I decorated everything that she had, my sisters, took a lot of the stuff, and I have a lot of things. But I didn't have a whole lot of ornaments. But I was very creative, and I started thinking about what would Mama like. And so as I started putting the tree together, it was like she was there, like she was sitting on the sofa watching me decorate the tree. And I started thinking about pine cones and flowers and bulbs and all of it. So when I got done with it, I felt like she was right there with me decorating. So I was just so happy and so joyful that I could do that for her, because I heard her tell me that clearly, that I realized this is something that is important to her, and I'm going to celebrate creating her Christmas tree on her day of transition. So today, the 18th, this is when she took off her earth suit, but I have her Christmas tree up. And so for me, it brings light and it brings joy and it brings happiness to me because I'm looking at her. I'm looking at this part of her that made her so happy. So I kept the first year that I put the tree together, I kept my Christmas tree up until February 1st.
Oh, wow.
I would say, why do you have your Christmas tree up? And so I said, because. And the people that came, that would come to visit me, they knew the story, and they would just say, oh, they would smile, and they would say, oh, I get it. And I said, yeah, I just want to keep her a little bit longer. I just want to keep her a little bit longer. And so that's the story. It's a joyful story to me because I really got a chance to take her to the pearly gates. She took off her earth suit holding my hand. And I'm not sad about it now. I'm happy that I was able to come here and to care for her and to spend the time with her like I was able to do. And before she passed away, she said, baby, I want you to do something about your writing. And I said, okay, I keep journals. I've been keeping them since I was a child. And she loved reading them. And so one day she said, this, you have such a gift, you can't just let this sit. So when she was about to go, she says, promise me that you're going to do something about your writing. So I said, okay, Mama, I will. She said, promise me. And I said, okay, I will. So Spirit Talk Soul Walk was born from that. But that's another part of the conversation. This is a joy. Right. Don't be sad. I'm happy. I'm happy because I don't see her as gone. I see her as moving into another dimension. She took off her earth suit and now she's wearing spirit clothes. That's the way
right.
I see it.
Okay. Thank you for telling us your story. I'm going to
go ahead
and spin another one of your songs and we will get back into more stories. This song of yours is called Love Will Find a Way. Stay seated, Dory. We'll be right back.
Oh. Flying through the sky.
All right, that is Love Will Find a Way by Dori Pride. Dori, are you still with me?
Oh, yes, I am.
Now, I would like to talk a little bit more about Love Will Find a Way, and also the first song that I spent at the beginning of the show, Never Give Up the Fight.
Yes.
That is a new single that you came out with. And
yes.
How do you feel about the new single that you have created? How do you feel, and how's it doing?
Oh, I feel ecstatically happy because it's doing very, very, very well. It has been in the top five on station 969, number one for quite a few weeks, and it's been in the top five for 20 weeks. And many radio stations have picked it up, and it people are calling it an anthem. I call it, once people started calling it an anthem, I looked at it as an anthem for dreamers. For anybody that has a dream, anybody that has a desire to do something, whatever it is, don't give up the fight. Because obstacles will come. They will come, and they will challenge you, and they will make you feel like you can't do it. But if you push through whatever it is, you're going to meet your expectation, whatever that is. You push through, you're going to make it. If you quit, you won't. The song actually came from, well, all my songs basically come from God. I see pictures as a songwriter, musician. I see movies in my mind, in my heart. I hear a melody and I see a whole movie. And as I see the movie and I hear the melody, it's like watching a movie. I start writing or I pick up my guitar. Sometimes the guitar will lead me to something, but most of the time it just kind of drops down in my spirit. And when it does, I go right with it, because usually it just, the whole thing will unfold. I'm not a writer that can just sit down at a desk or something and then try to write something. I move. Something moves me, like Never Give Up the Fight. That song came to me, and 2 weeks later, the hurricane Irma, the one that was in Texas and Maria, it was two
oh,
of them,
yeah.
and Puerto Rico, all of that. That song came to me before the hurricane began. Then all of a sudden, there it was on the news, and everything
right.
that I had written started unfolding from the point of the rope. Don't give up the fight. The rope is coming down to give you hope. That was the helicopters flying by, bringing the people out of the water, lifting them up. Everything that is in that song was exactly what happened, and it was almost like a prophetic kind of thing, because I had no idea. It just hit me, because Kamau said, "I'm going to write you, I'm going to do a pop, I'm going to write you a hit record," and I said, "Okay, a dance record," because you know we do all kinds of stuff. And the last record, which is what you just heard, it had a little bit of everything. But he said, "I want to do something like real up-tempo." I said, "Okay." So he brought the music, and the music at the time was very sketchy. It was just a little bit of a guitar. And I heard the melody, and I said, "Fight, never give up, never give up,
yeah.
never give up the fight." And that's how it, so once I heard "Never Give Up the Fight," then the whole thing started unfolding. And before
yeah.
I knew it, I had written up the whole thing. And 2 weeks later, there was the news and all of the things that have happened from that point to this. So that's where it came from. But the song is really about being who you are and being strong in who you are and believing that whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. All you have to do is put one foot in front of the other. I tell people all the time, whatever it is that you have in your mind to do, if you have it there, God put it there. And if he put it there, all you have to do is put one foot in front of the other and never give up. If you put one foot in front of the other, you can walk to China. Now, you may have to walk the boat, get on it.
Yeah.
Get on
well,
the boat. It will take you wherever you have to go if you just
right.
trust and believe and do it. So never give up the fight.
Well, Dory, I want to say thank you for creating that song, because it opened up my senses. And it made me feel like I need to keep doing what I'm doing and whatever I'm doing
yeah.
and stay strong.
Yeah,
yeah there
That's
will
exactly.
be obstacles, but you got to stay strong. So you opened up my
yeah.
senses. Not only this song, I end up researching all your other albums as well and listen to all your other songs. Tell us about Love Will Find a Way. Now, which album this song came out in? Was it your second sophomore
yes.
album?
Yes, yes. Love Will Find a Way is my second album, a sophomore album, yeah. That song came from the hurricane that was in New Orleans. And I was watching it. I was watching it on the news. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my
yeah.
God. And I'm just looking at it, and I'm moved by things. That's
yeah.
how I write. I don't sit down and just say, let me see. Let me write a song. I'm moved by it. And when I'm moved by it, it just flows. And going back to my mother for a moment, my mother, I said she was a very gifted writer. My mother, many times when I was a little girl, my mother would get up, and she would be at the dining room table, and she'd be writing. And I'd get up to go to the bathroom, and I'd peek around the corner as a little girl, and I could see her really into it. And I thought as a child, what is she doing? I mean, it was like, what is she doing? But I knew what she was doing, but it was something that touched my heart in a way that made me feel like that words really have some kind of power. They really move people. As a little girl, I felt that. I knew that. And I thought, if I want to do that, I think I can do that. And so the poetry came because it was a way of just expressing myself. And expressing myself, it allowed me to be able to touch people. Because for me, my whole life is about sharing. It's about spreading seeds of light. It's about encouraging people. It's about inspiring people. It's about giving them hope. It's about giving them joy and laughter. It's about provoking them to move or evoking them to change or whatever it is. Words really have that kind of depth and power. And when you use them in the right way, you can change the world. I'm not saying I can do this by myself, but I'm saying collectively. Like you were saying, what I wrote touched your heart.
Yeah.
What God has given you to do, it's what you're meant to do. And what you're meant to do inspires other people to do what it is that they're meant to do. And all of us collectively, we lift each other up. You are only as strong as the weakest link. So whatever the weak link is, we come together and say, you can do it. That's the inspiration. That's the encouragement. That's whatever it is that you need to be able to say, okay, I'm going to get up now. I've rested long enough. I'm tired of sitting here. Or whatever the thing is, something is going to move you to get up and move. And if you get up and move and you fall down, you just have to get back up. And it's not how many times a person falls down. It's how many times they get up and make them a champion.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that inspiration. Now, Dori Pride, as you are a gifted poetess, you have a newly released book, Spirit Talk, Soul Walk.
Yes.
Which is a spiritual offering unto the Lord, you say. And you wrote the book to inspire and empower readers during these dark, troublesome times that we face today. Now, can you give us a little brief detail about your newly released book, Spirit Talk, Soul Walk?
Yes, it is, briefly, it is 25 years of my time spent with God. My time in the morning, I give God the first part of my day every day. It's paramount. Because in making him the center of my life, I know that whatever I'm going through in my life is going to be all right. I use that as time to reflect, time to be inspired, time to be encouraged, time to gain wisdom, time to gain life. So I would write. In the morning, I pray, and then I meditate. And when I meditate, after I'm done meditating and contemplating whatever it is that I've read, then usually I will hear something in my heart as if God is speaking to me. And so I was told as a little girl to write everything down. So I have been keeping these journals for all these years. And whatever it is that I'm praying about or praying for other people about or whatever it may be, it ends up in my journal. So I've had all these journals for 50 years. And when my mom took off her earth suit, as I was telling you, she said, do something with your writing. So the first thing that I thought about is, how do I do this? I don't even know where to begin. And then Spirit spoke to me and said, I'm gonna guide you. So I only have so many journals here in Atlanta because all my stuff is still in California. So the journals that I did bring here, I was led to which ones to go to and which things to share. So there were many things in there that would allow people who were on the same path as myself to be able to feel encouraged, to be able to feel like they're not alone, to feel like there's hope. Sometimes you feel like, oh, God, where are you? I mean, this is just so hard, and I don't see any kind of light. And those days I would talk to God, and he would give me answers, or I would write,
And then there would be other days where everything would just be wonderful, and I just know God is just right here in the room, and everything is just great. And so I have all of the tapestry of 25 years of my walk with the Lord. And that book, Spirit Thought Soul Walk, it touches on all these different aspects of my life. And then there's poetry, and then there's contemplation. So it's not what you would call a religious book per se, but it's a spiritual book. It's a book that it's a book that you can just pick up and open it up, and whatever page you open up to, it's going to feed you. It's going to give you something that will help you with yourself, to help you with your day, to help you with whatever it is that you're dealing with. Because in 25 years, you think about it, you go through all in your life. And each day that I'm writing, there's something different that life is providing for me or showing me or testing me or challenging me or giving me a reward. So all of that is in Spirit Talk Solo.
Okay. Now, thank you for that brief detail of your new release book. Can you give our listeners out there information on where to purchase the book online?
Yes. They can go to my website, www.doripride.com. That's spelled DoriePride, DoriePride.com. They would go to the website and go to the toolbar and just click on author. And then when they open up to that page, they can order right there from PayPal. And the reason why I'm doing it like this, this was something that God had put in my heart to do. Each person in this first edition, each person that orders the book will get a personal message from me, handwritten for them, as God will speak to me. A lot of times I have this gift that God has given me about people. And when I feel things or certain things, God will speak to me. So he was the one that instructed me in this edition. Any person that purchases the book, they will get a handwritten personal message for them as God would have lead me to speak to them. And I can't do that in the second edition because the second one will go through all of the bookstores, and that's not possible. But the first one it was kind of like God was saying, I want to gather my sheep. And those who are open, this is what I want them to know. This is what I have for them personally. So I'm being obedient to what God has told me to do, and that's what I have been doing. And it's been going very, very well. People have write me back and tell me that what I've written to them was exactly what they needed to hear. And it's very heartwarming to receive the blessings that people have put back on me for writing the book. But I'll tell you, some of it, I didn't want to write. I didn't want to share. I was like, oh, no. And God would say, no, that's what I want to put that in there. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow.
Not like terrible. You know, I don't mean that. I don't have a life like that where I could say, oh, Lord, not like that. But for me, it's like I'm walking around naked. And the Lord said, I want this because I want people to be able to see who I am through you. I want them to be able to see that I am that I am, and that everybody goes through trials and tribulations. Everybody has ups and downs. Everybody has joy and sorrow, and everybody has times where they don't know. And this book has all of that. There are moments of contemplation where I'm just writing and I'm just contemplating what I heard and questioning, now, how does this work? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, we all go through that. And God would respond. And whatever it would be that he would respond to, I would write it down. And that's all in the 25 years that I've been keeping these journals and that in the book.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. That's awesome.
It is my pleasure.
And inspiring. What is with the purple sheep?
Well, I'm a purple sheep. I coined that for myself because growing up, I was always the child that was a little different. I was always, how can I say this, walk to my own beat.
Yeah.
I was pretty conservative and not like real strict, tight, not like that, but just, you know, more corporate America, more sophisticated in that way of just dressing in the suits and this, that, and the other. And I never was that kind of person.
Okay,
as a little girl,
yeah.
I'm going to give you an example where this really comes from. As a very little girl, you learn how to make up your bed. You sleep in the bed and you make up your bed. And so I would always sleep at the foot of the bed instead of the head of the bed because that's where I wanted to sleep. And so my mother would say, why are you sleeping down there? You're supposed to sleep up here. And I said, because I just want to sleep down here. So I would make up the bed, and I would make up the bed from the bottom. I would make it up so that the pillow was at the bottom and not at the top. And so my mother would say, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm making up the bed. And she said, that's not the way you make up the bed. And I said, but why? And she said, it's because you don't make up the bed like that. And I said, but why? And she said, because I said so. And I said, but why? And she said, because I said so. And I said, but why did you say so? And she said, oh, just go ahead. I don't care. Just make the bed. Make up the bed. For me, I just wanted to know why it had to be that way. I wasn't trying to be defiant or rebellious. That's not my nature. But my nature is to try to understand why things are the way they are. And so I made the bed up. She said, it's okay. And so just from that time forward, I just always knew who I was. And I just, you know, you might wear a suit and I might wear a skirt. You might wear a skirt and I might wear some shorts. You know, broad stroke, but that's just the way I've always been. I've just always been my own person.
Yeah.
And that's where Purple Sheep comes from. And purple is my favorite color.
Oh, mine too. Now, I want to spin another one of your tracks, Life,
okay.
Just a Color TV. Now, is that track off your first album that you made?
Yes,
now,
it
can
is.
You,
it's
what is the
track,
name of
yes.
that? What is the name of that first album, and what year did it come out?
It is Life's Just a Color TV. That's the name of it. Yeah, that's the name of the album, Life's Just a Color TV, and that was the first single, and it did very well. In fact, people are still playing it. It's like it just keeps living. It just keeps living because it's a joyful song, and it allows people to be able to realize that whatever kind of life you're living, however you think, you're the owner of your life. It's like a television. Are you watching color TV or are you watching black and white? Black and white is like it's this way or that way. But color, you have all opportunities to come up with all kinds of things and make your life whatever you want it to be because you're the artist of the day. So click the channel, and it is whatever you want it to be, and life's just the color to be.
All right, here is Life is Just a Color TV.
Drive. their dreams just black and white on a TV screen. Know what I mean?
Information, please.
Okay, they can. Well, the first is my main hub is my website, and again, that's www.doripride.com, spelled DoriePride. Facebook, it is https dot the double well. Facebook.com, Dori Pride. My music site is Facebook, it's Dori Pride Music. My YouTube is DoriPride.com. So everything is really my name.
All right. Are you on Twitter or Instagram?
Yes, Instagram is... it's called Aurora Dawn. That's the name I go under. It's spelled AuroraDawn. Again, that's AuroraDawn. Aurora Dawn.
All right. Thank you for that information.
It's my pleasure.
I would like to ask you, do you do any live performances? And if there are any live performances scheduled, any events scheduled, could you give us that information as well?
That's what I'm working on right now. I'm trying to finish my next single. It'll be released probably just around Christmas time. I'm very excited about this new single off of the upcoming album. I don't have a title for it yet, so I'm just dropping the singles. This one that's coming out is called Love Conquers All. Very, very excited about it. I'm very excited. It's a dance track that makes your soul happy and joyful, and it has a very positive message. I think that they really enjoy it.
Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Thank you. And what is your ultimate desire, which you would like for people to get out of your music? What is your ultimate desire?
My ultimate desire is to move people. It is to inspire them. It's to encourage them. It is to give hope. It is to get them to think. It's to get them to be proactive and to understand that we are all one. We are one people, people of the human race. And when we see each other and go beyond what the color of our skin is, what our hair looks like, what color our eyes are, and go with what does the heart say, what is your character like, that's what I'm interested in sharing with people and allowing them to be able to think from that perspective. Because when you look at it, when you get past all of the external, if you were to cut yourself and everybody was blind, or let's just say everybody cut themselves, everybody's blood is red. Nobody's got green blood or brown blood or green or blue blood. Everybody's blood is red. If everybody, God forbid, went blind, nobody would know who was what. So then you're dealing with people for what they really should be thought of, and that is, what kind of character do you have? What is your heart like? Who are you? And when we look at each other as we're all God's children, then it makes the world a better place. And that's my main mission, is to spread seeds of light through my music, through my words, and in a way that inspires people to want to find their own way, find their own path, their own journey, find their own desires and passions. Because God put that in everybody. Everybody's passion is different. But it's like we're all beautiful flowers on the planet Earth. If everybody was a rose, and as beautiful as roses are, the world would be very boring. If everybody was a sunflower, that would be very boring. So it's all the different things that put together, that comes together, that gives us the opportunity to have joy, like life's just a color TV. Because it's all those colors that make life joyful. And that's my mission on Earth, is to be able to bring that to people through my music and through my words and through my life.
Well, thank you so much for coming into my life as well, Dori Pride.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for coming into my life too, Miss Diva.
Now, what brief words you would like to give us about the title song, Plastic People, before I spin it?
Oh, boy. Plastic People. I wrote that song so long ago, and here we go again. We're looking at, just turn on the television and watch the news, and everything that you're looking at, that is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that, and then I'm talking about beyond that and how people just, how can I say this? The world is going in a direction that is not going to be able to be repaired if we don't collectively do something about it. Some people say, oh, yeah, this, that, and the other. And they smile, and they have the opportunity to make a change, but they don't. I'm speaking right now about our ecology. I'm speaking now about the water. I'm thinking about how people, plastic, all of the things that we can do something about that we don't. And when you can find people that can collectively bring groups of people together to do something, and let's say they don't do it, they drop the ball, to me, that's plastic. It's, you know, you can say one thing, but if you're not doing what you're saying, then that's what it is. And at the end of the song with the rap, it just, well, it speaks for itself. I don't want to give it away, but I'm talking about what's going on in the world right now across the board. We all have a job to do. Little jobs, big jobs, but all of the jobs collectively can really turn the planet around. And if we don't step up, we're in trouble. But
well,
I'm So I believe, you know, that we can turn things around. I'm very optimistic. Even in the darkest hour, I see light.
Well, all right. Thank you for that information. Here is Placid People, everyone.
Indirectly, I am, but I, you know, I don't just indirectly, but I don't really know him. But we, you know, we share the same blood.
Oh wow, okay. And also, there's a question: where to purchase your music at online? Can you give us that information, please?
Yes, they can go to either my website, DoriePride.com, or they can go to iTunes, DoriePride.com. iTunes and my name, or they could go to Amazon. Almost any music outlet, you can buy my music online.
All right. Thank you for that information. So any other information, they should be able to go to your website, correct?
Absolutely. And they can leave me a comment or a message, and I'll get right back with them.
All right. All right. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you on your music journey.
I want to first and foremost, I want to shout out to Kamal Saitu, my producer, my co-writer, and my husband. He has been phenomenal in helping me, shaping me, bringing me to my very best self. I want to thank him first and foremost. I want to thank my sisters, Janice Riley, Yvonne Hill. I want to shout out my two best friends, Stephanie Poole and Marita Shelby, and just all of the people that have supported me throughout my career. I want to shout out to you, Lady Diva.
You're welcome.
I want to
shout
out to you, and I want to shout out to Brian. I can't think of Brian's last name because he put us together.
All right.
And all the people that my family and all and my friends and all of the people that have been there for me, I want to just Estella Bourbon. I want to definitely shout out to her. She was very instrumental in me getting back into music when I arrived here in Atlanta because I was caring for my mother and I wasn't thinking anything about music at all. I didn't even tell anybody that I was even in music. And one day she saw my album. she said, wait a minute. What are you doing? She looked at me and she said, that's you. And you never told me that you were a singer. You never told me that you were a musician. She says, can I have this? Can I buy it? And I said, yeah, you can buy it. So she bought it. She came back the next day and she bought 10 more. And she said,
wow.
I can't believe how great your music is. I just,
uh-huh.
I want to send it to my family. She's from the Dominican. I want to send it to all my family members and my friends. And so she was the one that really got me moving again because I just kind of, I won't say I put it down. I was just more focused on my mother and I wasn't thinking about anything else. But by her bringing it back to me, it gave me a really wonderful how can I say it, circle of joy, because even though I was going through this with my mom, my mother was always in music, you know, so I would play it for her, and she would be dancing in the bed and happy, you know, so it was a full circle, so I thank her for that.
Well, I would like to play another one of your songs, So Much Trouble in the World. Is there a brief story behind this track?
Yeah, that one I didn't write. That song is Bob Marley. I just put my spin on it. I made it my own.
Okay. All right. And
was this on the second
album?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well, here it is. Okay, here it is. We'll be right back. And anyone can still call on the show. We have a few minutes left. Here is So Much Trouble in the World by Dori Pride.
My eyes lose
All right, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. My guest for the night, artist, author, Dori Pride. All right, Dori Pride.
Yes.
Could you give us your website information and the social sites you're listening to right now again, please?
Yes, I'm happy to. DoriPride.com. So that's www.DORIE, Pride, PRIDE.com. That's the hub. Everything is there. You can also get my music on iTunes or Amazon or any outlet where you where music is sold. And my Facebook handle is Dori Pride, Facebook, DoriPride.com, or Dori Pride Music.
All right. Thank you for that information.
Reach me on Instagram. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's Aurora Dawn. That's AuroraDawn. Aurora Dawn.
All right. All right. Thank you for all that information. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. All right. Now, I'd like to ask you one more question. How do you feel about doing cover songs?
I'm not big on cover songs. I'm not. I'm really an artist. I like to create and tell the story from my heart, from what it is that I'm experiencing. But every blue moon, there'll be something that I want to say to somebody else's story. So
right.
Much trouble in the world. I wanted to do that because
okay.
That was right up my alley. And then I was able to add in words that weren't there. I was able to make it my song, you know, so I was happy about that. And then I did a cover of a Beatles song, George Harrison, Something. I always loved that song, and I wanted to make that my song. If it's something that moves me and I can make it uniquely mine, I'm open to do it. But it's not something that is really on my list of things to do.
Right, right. Well, thank you. Thank you
and
for that.
You were asking me about performing. I didn't get a chance to answer that. When I finish this this next single and I'm working on the album, I'm working on putting a tour together. So I will keep you and the listeners up to date on what's going on and where I'll be and when I'll be there. So I would love to see you all out and to come and support the music and enjoy the show. It will be very interesting. I can say that. I love performing, and I love telling stories, and I have such a body of work that it's kind of like going to a theater, but like watching a play because all of my songs are stories. And in telling these stories, one kind of weaves into the next. So it's a show that people would enjoy.
Well, I will be there to support you.
Thank you, Lady Diva.
Would you like to give words of wisdom? Is the question for the closing of our showcase.
Yes.
Any advice you want to give or a message you want to deliver to any of those who are suffering in the world today or for those that want to get into the music industry?
I would love to. I would love to impart something on every person that's listening right now as we close. The first thing I would like to do is I would like to tell people who have a dream that God put that dream in you, and if he put it in you, then he's given you the way and the will to do it, to execute it. Whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's something creative like a musician or a singer or an artist or a painter or a sculptor, or even if it is being the greatest mother, if it's being the greatest educator, if it's being the best bus driver, whatever it is that you do, that either is a dream that you love or whether it's something that you're doing, the most important thing is to know that you're not alone and that you have something to give in whatever capacity you're in. You have something to give. And whatever that is that you give will bring light into another person. No person is an island. We are all interconnected. And when we know that and we share that, even something as simple as a smile, it makes all the difference in the world of somebody's life, or a pat on the back or a hug. It makes all the difference in the world. So I would like to say that there is nothing too small or too big, that whatever it is that you dream to do, do it and never give up. Never give up. For people who are interested in being in the creative world of music, I would say practice. If you're a musician or want to be a musician, don't take that practice lightly. Put all your time and energy as much as you can into making it the best that you can. Make every practice perfect as best as you can, as if somebody were watching you and paying you money. Because I promise you, if you do that and you practice with a purpose every day, and it's always good if you can practice at the same time, if you can. If you can, if you can't, then get it in however you got to get it in. But if you can practice at the same time every day, just make up, oh, some people say, I don't have a lot of time. Just make up some time. So if you only have 20 minutes, just say, I'm going to make this 20 count. 10 minutes, I'm going to make this 10 minutes count. Everybody's got 20 minutes in their life. So whatever it is that you want to do, value that time, dedicate yourself to it 1,000%. And it will really pay off. That's one thing. And the other thing I want to say, once you get that down, you get your gift down, never give up. You're going to hear no. You're going to hear no a lot. You're going to hear not today. You're going to hear whatever it is that you're going to hear. But you can't let that get into your psyche. You got to know that I know I've got something. Somebody is going to hear it. So if 10 people close the door, the 11th one will open. But if you stop at 10, you're never going to get there. That's why I said never give up the fight. Keep fighting from within for what you believe in, whatever that is. And I promise you, if you don't let go, if you don't stop, you'll get there. Like I said, put one foot in front of the other, you can end up in China. Now, you might have to walk to the boat, but you'll get there. You'll get there. But if you stop, that's it. There's no such thing as failure. I want to say that too. There's no such thing as failure. The only way you can fail is if you stop, if you quit. That's the only way. That's the only way you can fail is if you quit. If you don't quit, you're going to get there. I don't care what it is you got to do, you will get there. There's something about discipline and about perseverance and about just going forward in a focused mode that will get you where you have to, being resilient, never letting anything or anybody, don't let anybody stop your dream or tell you what you can't be. If somebody's talking in your ear and they're not being positive, you got to put the shit out, because whatever it is that God has given you, that's for you. Maybe they can't see it, but that's for them to one day see or not see. It shouldn't stop you from what it is that you want to do. Keep going, no matter what, and you'll get there. That's what I want to say.
Well, thank you for that message. Wow, it inspires me, got me on fire here. Well, Dori Fry, I want to thank you for participating on my show tonight. I will follow you as a friend and a mentor for dear life. You have a blessed evening. And pass this show's link among other family and friends that may have missed it. Thank you all listeners for supporting my show and listening tonight. And you have a blessed evening, Dori Fry. And Dori, I will play the best song here, Keep It Up. For everyone, for the close. And I will talk to you later, Dory Pride. You have a blessed evening.
I look forward to that. I really look forward to that.
All right, everyone. This is
Brenda
Moss.
Thank you so much. It's
thank you, guys.